Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
Oh, tonight on our TVs, this is playing not just the theme song, but the actual show. Rob Mills is reprising his role as Mr. Finn Kelly. He joins us from outside of the Channel 10 studio because he walked in there and set the fire alarm off. Rob Mills, how are you?
That's how hot I am these days, guys. I am so hot that I just set off fire alarm.
Literally, you're on fire, mate. I love that that you called through and I could just hear this fire alarm in the background. Like, what's going on? Where are you?
Look, I'm not going to badmouth anyone, but I'm pretty sure Bert Newton wants to torch down Channel 10 unless they put him back on air.
Oh, I thought it was just him burning his toast in the kitchen. That's what I thought it was.
Sorry, you're right. He lives there still.
Yeah.
He still lives at Channel 10.
Now, I want to know, Millsy, first of all, before we get into the Neighbours thing, did you get to keep your costume from The Masked Singer? Because that wolf would be a great Halloween costume.
I know, I wanted to say that. I asked them about that, and they said, absolutely not.
Oh.
Apparently, they're very expensive. I'm sure they're going to go up in some Masked Singer museum somewhere, but yeah, no, I would love to. I know Osher wore it a few times after me for some of the promo. For the show, but what a great fun show that is! I just really think it's a hilarious show,
it's
and really
best.
Good for anyone, and perfect for COVID last year.
Yeah, I mean, lucky you wore it before Osher because you don't want Osher's sweat all over you. That'd be disgusting if it was the other way around.
You know, Osher doesn't sweat, guys. I don't know if you know this. he is a sentient being. Osher is like, he doesn't sweat.
I knew it. What have you been up to, during lockdown and then recently with your freedom? I saw you down the beach on your Instagram a couple of days ago.
Yeah, it was down at Nippers. My nieces and my cousin's kids, they do Nippers down at Mortyark, down the beach. Which is not really Nippers, is it? Like, when you compare it to, like, the beaches of New South Wales, WA, Queensland, where there's surf, the kids are just basically learning how to swim on a lake, so which is fun. They are learning to swim. It is a very important skill that everyone should learn, especially Victorians.
Yes.
But no, hanging out with the kids has been great, to hang out with friends and stuff. We got on a plane for the first time in about a year, a couple of weeks ago.
Masks on?
Friends and family up in Queensland and New South Wales, so that's been fun.
Oh, that would have been so good. All right, so Neighbours tonight, you are reprising your role as Mr. Finn Kelly, although he is back on the show, but he's not exactly in Ramsay Street. Tell us what's going on there.
So, look, for all those playing at home, Finn Kelly came to a watery grave, or watery end last year. Mm. I was trying to kill Susan Kennedy. Look, we all want Susan gone, guys, let's be honest. She's been on the show way too long.
Too long.
The matriarch of Erinsborough. And it didn't work out well. I tripped and cracked my head and paralysed myself and drowned in my own, in the grave for Susan. So anyway, she is trying to work on a book at the moment, Susan Kennedy. So all about Finn Kelly, and to get some of the stuff that she can't quite recall, she conjures me up.
Mm.
This is no joke.
Yeah. Kind of like, are you a translucent kind of being, like a ghost of Finn Kelly past, or what's going on?
Yeah. That's pretty much what we're going with. He's the ghost of Finn Kelly, but also very much real for Susan. So it's quite traumatic.
Oh, it would be.
And Jackie just did an incredible job with these episodes. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy. It's going to be, it's pretty daunting. But I really love just being back on set. I'm going to say a huge congrats to everyone at Fremantle and Neighbours for keeping production going last year when most things shut up shop. They managed to keep filming the whole year through, which is just incredible.
I can't believe it. It's such an incredible operation there at Neighbours. They're doing like 23-hour days, and they still did over COVID as well. They made it work somehow, so hats off to them.
Yeah, mate, they're an incredible team, incredible safety unit. Well done, team.
Yeah, well, I better let you go talk to the Fieries anyway, explain what's going on. But thank you so much, Rob, and we can't wait to watch you 6:30 tonight on Peach. Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, I've got to go put out the fires.
Yeah, go for it.
Bert, put that down.